This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, and on Monday he urged for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Saudi Arabia, Blinken said Gaza's humanitarian situation is a catastrophe, and the best way to ease it is to reach an elusive deal to stop the fighting.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous. On the part of Israel.
And he hopes Hamas makes the right call.
They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Even without a deal, Blinken says improving conditions in Gaza is vital, while Israel has allowed more aid in.
It's not enough.
And he'll use this trip, his seventh to the region since the war started, to press Israeli leaders to boost the flow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron said on Monday the Gaza conflict won't end until all the Israeli hostages are released.
It does seem to me there is now, you know, let's be frank, a pretty generous offer of a, you know, sustained 40-day ceasefire, the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners.
Cameron speaking at a World Economic Forum special meeting in Riyadh. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including 6 women and 5 children. One of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah since the start of the war and has threatened to send in ground troops, saying it's the last major Hamas stronghold.